Well, Ricky, it was nice to win something.
Yeah.
Perhaps wasn't the best game in the world, but we'll take the result.
Oh, I actually thought it was a real professional performance. Cup final, anything can happen in a one-off game. You know, Ainsborough, a decent side. We knew coming into the game it wasn't going to be easy. They weren't going to roll over and let us, you know, just tickle their tummies. So we knew we had to show them the respect that they deserved. We had to approach it as we do any other game, and we had to make sure that we performed. And fortunately for us, you know, I think the players turned up and put in a good performance. Defensively, again, outstanding. Limited them to very few chances. I think the boy Coles, obviously a threat in the air, set pieces, corners, wide free kicks, they look the most dangerous. But in open play, I thought, you know, as we have done so many times this season, we look very secured and very comfortable. And then it was just a case of making sure that when we got the ball into the final third, we allowed our quality to come through. And, you know, we have good players, and their quality certainly shone through. Luke Knight's hit was an unbelievable hit. Phil Draycott's free kick was an unbelievable free kick. And then once you score that second goal and the game's killed off, I thought we relaxed. We started to move the ball around a little bit better. With the introduction of Jared Cunniff and Danny Watson when teams are tired certainly helped. We then started to open up and create more chances, and probably were unfortunate not to go on and score a couple of more goals. But, you know, it's all about winning, and you know, no one looks at performances in cup finals. They look at the final score and whose name's on the trophy. And that's St Ives Town, and I'm delighted for the players because they've worked so hard, they deserve it. And I'm delighted for the fans because yet again they've come out in numbers, and what an atmosphere, and you know, what a reception for the players at the end. And you know, that's just as much for them as it is for us. So you know, a really good night.
Excellent all round performance, mate. We just got to go on from here.
Yeah, look forward to Saturday now. You know, we refocus. I've made it not hid away from the fact that the league is our priority. Tonight we made 5 changes to the team that started against Beaconsfield, and Saturday, you know, we'll probably make more changes. It's about keeping things fresh, keeping people on their toes, competing for places, making sure that they're pushing each other, and hopefully the team performances will come off the back of that. So we'll now enjoy tonight, refocus, and then be ready to come Barton Rovers on Saturday.
Excellent. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Nigel.
Well done.
Right.
Thank you.